Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today as we continue looking at a scripture I began a number of days ago, found in the fifth chapter of Matthew, part of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus said, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And on yesterday's broadcast, I suggested three things that we can do to press on toward this mark or the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and that is to pray, to study, to show ourselves approved, as Paul spoke to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, as workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And thirdly, importance of not just hearing the word, but actually applying it, doing it, to act upon the word of God. Because James says, if we look into the law of God, and do you know we're under law? Yep, in the new covenant, we are under law. However, James calls it, verse 25, the perfect law of liberty. And if we not only look into it, but continue therein, in other words, just don't say, oh, yeah, cool, and then don't continue to follow on, because if we do that, we're a forgetful hearer. But if we are a doer of God's word, we will be blessed in our lives, in our deeds, he says. So what shall we say as we pick up today? Well, beloved, we each, in our lives, we have a personal responsibility before the Lord regarding our own lives. You're not responsible for anyone else. Now, let me clarify that. Depending on the season in our life, depending on where you are right now, whenever you get saved, remember Paul said, you know, don't, if you're a slave, don't seek to free yourself. If you're free, continue on. If you're married, don't seek to be unyoked, but wait upon the Lord. If that person's not saved, and allow God to win them to Christ by the good actions, by the loving agape love of your own life. And so we have a personal responsibility before the Lord. The word tells us that each man must work out, I'm quoting now, his own salvation with fear and trembling. We shall be personally accountable before the judgment seat of Christ. Not your spouse, not your children, not your family, not your friends, but we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So we have a primary responsibility for our own lives, our own heart condition, our own souls. Now, having said that, we obviously have responsibilities as a Christian. We are to pray for those whom God puts on our heart. We're to pray for our children, pray for our spouse, pray for our church, pray for our pastor, our leaders, pray for our nation. We have a personal responsibility, and that is not only to pray, but to witness, to exhort, to encourage one another. There are, the word is very specific on things that we must do that are part of our other responsibilities, but as regarding our own salvation, no one else is responsible for us. And you know what, beloved? That kind of goes hand in hand and ties in with the fact that we're not to judge one another. We are to judge, and that is regarding truth, regarding the word of God. We'd better have discernment in this age in which we're living. However, only God truly knows the depths of a man's heart. No one really knows the mind of God except the Spirit of God, right? And so only God knows the true heart, the true spirit of a man. And so that's why we can't judge one another, because we don't have all the facts. God knows all the facts. But we are to judge truth. We're to judge between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth, the spirit of Christ and the spirit of Antichrist, which is operating in the world. And so we should tend the garden of our own heart. That's a phrase I've always loved. Way back in the 70s, I remember there was a body prophecy Brother Glass gave in one of the services. That phrase always stayed with me. Tend the garden of your own heart, because we will indeed be personally accountable before the judgment seat of Christ, not for our sins if we've accepted Jesus, but we will are there to receive our rewards. How have we been faithful? How have we been diligent to do those things as not an unprofitable servant, but as profitable servants who were doing the things God has called us to do, who were watching and waiting, who were using the gifts, the abilities, the talents, whatever they are. God doesn't expect more of us than He's given, but what He has given us, He wants us to be diligent servants. Diligent stewards of what He has placed in our hands. We should keep our eyes singly and steadfastly upon the Lord in your own life. Quit worrying about everybody else. You can't change them anyway, right? Some of you right now are so frustrated with loved ones, with family, with friends that have been so, I don't know, hard-hearted. They just don't get it. Well, continue to let your light shine and leave it with the Lord. You can't change them. I mean, come on. If the Holy Spirit can't change them, what do you think you're going to do? You just need to watch your own P's and Q's. You need to watch your own speech, your own behavior, your own attitudes. We need to increase our prayers for them. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Why? Because if our eye be single, Scripture tells us, our whole body shall be full of light, His light, the light of His presence. And so basically, I love to keep things simple. That's just the way I am. Our world gets so complicated. But the things of the Lord are really simple. Oh, they're the hidden mysteries of all the ages. I mean, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are found in Christ. We will never explore the depths, the heights of the love of God. We will never fully understand the marvelous mysteries of our wonderful Creator, of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit. We'll never get bored. I don't know all we're going to be doing, but we will never get bored in eternity. Trust me on that. It's just a strong, deep conviction I have within my heart that it will be joy unspeakable and full of glory will be with Him. But our walk with God, I'm speaking of the walk we've got right now, it's a twofold experience. It's our involvement, right? We've got to do what the Word says, and that's why I preach, that's why I'm on this broadcast, to be able to encourage you, to exhort you, to kind of prod you on to doing what you need to do. And then when you have done everything that the Lord commands to the best of your ability, you'll never do it quite perfect, but you're trying. Just like David, he loved the Lord. He was a man after God's own heart. His heart was, quote, perfect with the Lord. As it says, I don't remember the scripture right now, but Solomon's heart was not perfect. Asa's heart was not perfect. Why? Because he was perfect, but there were some things he didn't do, like he didn't remove the high places to the best of his ability. And so, beloved, that's what we need to do, is do all that we can. And that's when then God moves in. God gets involved. So it's us and Him. Hey, we're a team. The Holy Spirit is the most wonderful motivator, the most wonderful trainer, if you would, to relate to, those are into physical fitness and that kind of stuff. He's a personal, customized trainer that knows just what you need. So we do what we can, and He does the rest. And we know from the Word of God, God always has conditions on His promises. If we do thus and so, He will bless us. If we have faith, He will answer our prayers. If we believe that He is going to supply a need, whatever it is in our lives, spiritually, emotionally, circumstantially, financially, physically, whatever, that that promise will become a reality in our lives. Now, it might not be instantaneous. It might not be exactly at the moment, at the time that we want. Sorry to do this, but the scripture says, let patience have her perfect work. Yes, there's a need for patience. But we do what we can, and God will hear our prayers. If we have faith, if we believe he's going to do what we've asked him to do, that promise in his time and his way will become a reality in our lives. Some of us get discouraged. Some of you right now are discouraged because you've prayed and prayed about a certain situation and it hasn't changed. For the Lord would say, beloved, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not. Fear not, I have heard your prayers, and I am moving in ways that you cannot see. Will you love me and trust me enough to wait upon me? Will you give me praise, knowing that I have heard your prayers, and I'm working out the very best solution? I am working in ways that you have not even comprehended yet, but when you see the fulfillment of your heart's desire, when you see the answer to your prayers given, you shall rejoice in the wisdom as well as the timing of your God. Amen, Lord. We hold on to that. Praise God. And so, beloved, we must take an active participation in the process of sanctification. We must will to do the will of God. We just can't sit back mentally and expect God to do miracles in our lives without effort. I'm speaking now of that process of walking. You know, it says if we live in the Spirit, we have to walk in the Spirit. God's not going to carry us. Sometimes we get real tired and he does carry us. I remember that thing about footsteps. Sometimes we get in that place, but he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Well, my time has again flown by, and tomorrow I can see we're going to have to continue this for a few more broadcasts. We'll go into next week. However, tomorrow we're going to start by looking at how we can do that. I'm going to give you some examples of what I'm talking about our active participation, because you may not be totally clear on that. I'll give some practical examples. I hope you can be with us at the same time. If you have prayer needs, as I always do, I invite you to write and share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you choose to email, know that I will confirm receipt. I will pray for you. But if you would like to become part of UCM Spiritual Family, if I could minister to you by way of the Ministry of Correspondence, I invite you to share your address. I love you. Pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. And may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,